This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
Da, da, da.
SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter, at Scott Bertram on Twitter is where to find me. Thanks for joining us here on the program. This portion of the show brought to you by, Michigan Chamber, their ID theft protection. These days, you can never be too careful about protecting your information. Changing your passwords, often one tip to keep your data safe, but let's be honest, if Home Depot, Equifax, and Target can get hacked, you can too. It's time to protect yourself. The Michigan Chamber's new Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution is the answer. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on the ID Theft Protection logo to find out more and sign up. My thanks to Alexandra DeSantis from National Review. She is really fantastic, especially on the issue of abortion and watching what's happening in these state houses across the country and in D.C. and elsewhere. Couple of things, a little, well, I mentioned this earlier, and it's worth, we were a little heavy there in the last segment. Michigan, a hotbed for sin. This is a Free Press story. New analysis of all 50 states, Wallet Hub tried to quantify seven human vices: jealousy, anger, vanity, laziness, lust, greed, and excess, to come up with a state sin index. 43 metrics, number of crimes, number of thefts, hair salons per capita, it's the vanity, I suppose, how much people weigh, how much marijuana they smoked, the amount of time they spent looking at adult entertainment. Study found the most sinful state, to no one's surprise, Nevada. The least sinful, Vermont. Don't have to ask what Bernie Sanders has been up to, I guess. Overall, Michigan ranked 9th. Below Nevada, Florida, California, Texas, Tennessee, Louisiana, Georgia, and Illinois. Ohio, 14th. Envy, we ranked 6th. Jealousy is our worst vice, according to the ranking. Anger, we ranked 10th. 10th angriest state in the country. Laziness, 15th. Pride, 14th. Lust, 27th. Gluttony, also 22nd. And our lowest ranking for greed, Michigan ranked 42nd in the country in terms of greed. But again, when you stick it all together, Michigan, the ninth most sinful state in the country, according to the new survey from WalletHub.com. Now, speaking of sin, I saw two of these stories, and that, you know, that's a trend. You know, you see one, it's just a piece of evidence, just an anecdote. You see two, trend. This is from 2 days ago, Sarasota, Florida. They have an unconditional surrender statue down in Florida, which is, the photograph of the soldier kissing the woman in the middle of the street after World War II came to an end. Very iconic photo. In fact, that soldier just died, right? Or is it a Navy member? I apologize if I'm getting his branch incorrect. But he just passed away. The morning of February 19th, so 2 days ago, officers with the Sarasota Police Department dispatched to the intersection where the statue is found. It's just a statue of the two, you know, the man and the woman, in a kiss. Someone had taken red spray paint and graffitied hashtag MeToo on the woman's leg. Canvassed by officers conducted to locate spray paint bottles, none were found. No other objects observed to be defaced or spray-painted. No surveillance video. About $1,000 in damages. City of Sarasota Public Works working to remove and fix the statue, and they're looking for suspects. So you've got perhaps some professional agitators in Sarasota defacing a statue, the unconditional surrender statue. Meanwhile, story from the Washington Examiner. The National Border Patrol Museum in El Paso, Texas, will be closed the rest of this week. Federal investigators pore over more than 100 acts of vandalism. Efforts could lay the basis for an FBI case against the professional protesters who stormed the facility last weekend, according to the museum director. damage being preserved for military officials who will be in and out of the museum all week taking pictures. Of each of the 110 pictures that were glued onto various objects inside, including 20 tacked onto the pictures of Border Patrol agents who died in the line of duty. Pictures show three children, including Jacqueline Kale, I might not be pronouncing that correctly, 7-year-old died hours after illegally entering the U.S. in New Mexico. The amount of vandalism done to the museum far larger than what the estimated 50 protesters told military police who responded to the 911 calls from the museum. They didn't break anything. Who is this? David Hamm, Border Patrol retiree who oversees the museum operations. They did kind of tear one of the seats on an ATV they were standing on. No serious damage done, but extensive minor damage to more than 100 pictures, plexiglass, painted walls, signs, mannequins, cars. The adhesive on the back of the pictures they used, stronger than tape or regular glue, and the few officials who have tried to remove them have ruined the surfaces they were adhered to. There's some video footage of the incident. They can see how the group used specific members to paste the pictures throughout the museum while others stood to distract staff from what was going on. These were professional protesters who got into the Border Patrol Museum in El Paso, Texas, and again, even defacing the pictures of Border Patrol agents who have died in the line of duty. Professional protests in El Paso, and what appears to be at least some sort of Me Too protest in Sarasota, defacing the statue there as well. One story and two stories, that begins a trend. Not a lot of respect for, heck, in one case, art. In the other case, Border Patrol agents who have given their lives in the line of duty. Back to wrap up this hour of the Steve Gruber Show next. I'm Scott Bertram, in for Steve.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.